Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join My Lowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
If your brain is at full capacity with to-dos, birthdays, and dinner plans, meet Skylight Calendar. It syncs your entire family's schedule onto a sleek digital display so you focus on important things like where you left your coffee. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to skylightcal.com/talk. Go to skylightcal.com/talk for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/talk.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
News is live on Joy 99.7 FM, Hits 103.9 FM in Accra, on Love 99.5 in Kumasi, and myjoyonline.com. Also live in all 16 regions of Ghana on X Spaces and Facebook. Coming up, Africa Education Watch pushes for fresh policy measures to address the controversy over the alleged consumption of unwholesome rice by students in senior high schools.
There should be a policy that says that at least for every item to be supplied to senior high schools, it should have 6 months of shelf life remaining.
We'll also hear from Samuel Kulito Ablakwa in response to Chief of Staff Raymond Parry, who described the unwholesome rice saga as propaganda.
Propaganda and rumor mongering has no place in education.
As a mother, all you do is just, oh, this is untrue, this is propaganda. I'm disgusted and I'm disappointed in Madame Freeman.
Also coming up, National Labour Commission urges teachers and education workers union TEU TUC to call off their strike and return to the negotiation table.
Appeal to the union to listen to the advice of the commission to disengage in the strike whilst we look at the matter on Wednesday.
In business.
Some oil marketing companies commence reduction in prices of petroleum products at the pumps.
And later, Electoral Commission to declare final presidential results within 72 hours after polls close on December 7.
Anytime we are fully convinced that we've gotten what is enough for us to be able to declare the results, we are going to do that. By convention, we work within 72 hours.
These are more with me, Mami Sinyamiche Thompson. Africa Education Watch is pushing for fresh policy measures on food distribution to senior high schools. This comes in reaction to concerns over the distribution of unwholesome rice to senior high schools early this year. More stakeholders have been speaking on the matter, including the Africa Education Watch, which says the challenge must be handled through policy intervention. There's more on this report by my colleague James Avigi.
The revelation about the distribution of bags of unwholesome rice to some senior high schools has sparked debate and reactions from several stakeholders. First, listen to some parents who are concerned about the possible health implication consuming this rice could pose to their wards.
How would you feel if your child, your brother, your daughter, or whoever comes out of your family suffer from this negative effect of expired foods?
You have to take them to hospital and check them that what they have consumed is it good to my body?
Our Chief of Staff, Madam Freeman Parry, believes the whole conversation about unwholesome rice is a propaganda.
You know it is not true. So please, propaganda and rumor mongering has no place in education exhibition.
Here's the man behind the allegation. Samuel Okujeto Ablakwa's response.
As a mother, all you do is just, this is untrue, this is propaganda. Without any verification, I'm totally appalled, I'm disgusted, and I'm disappointed in Madame Freeman for this conduct. This is not how a chief of staff should behave.
But how do we prevent similar incidents from occurring again? Executive Director of Africa Education Watch, Kofi Asare, has an answer.
There should be a policy that says that at least for every item to be supplied to senior high schools, it should have 6 months of shelf life remaining. So minimum shelf life who supplies to school, whether it's milk, whether it's rice, whether it's cereal, anything that's supplied should have at least 6 months of straight lines.
James Avedji with that report. Now, as the indefinite strike by teachers and education workers union of the Trades Union Congress enters day two, the National Labour Commission is urging them to call it off and return to the negotiation table to address delays in revising their conditions of service. We'll hear from the NLC shortly, but first listen to Salamatu Mahama Brahima, chairperson of TOTUC, on their difficulties.
We can't continue to work with expired conditions of service. In the case of the technical universities and the public universities, the conditions of service expired since 2008, and we've not been able to review. Our members are on us, as if leadership is not doing anything. Meanwhile, we have written series of letters to our various management and fair wages as well, but they have failed to meet us.
Well, Executive Secretary of the NLC, Ufosua Samwa, is confident their issues will be resolved if they call off the strike and get to the negotiation table.
The Commission has summoned the groups that I've mentioned, the Registrars of Public Universities, the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, the Ghana Education Service, the Ghana Library Board, the Museum and Monuments Board, to appear before the Commission on Wednesday to speak to the delay they are complaining of. Okay. The Commission is not sleeping. We want to have the issue solved. Let me use your medium to appeal to the union to listen to the advice of the Commission to disengage in the strike whilst we look at the matter on Wednesday. We are only begging them.
Ufosua Samwa is the Executive Secretary of the NLC. Now to the election headquarters.
Election Headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams, Chopbox Technologies, a convenient service, German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, Youth Bridge Foundation, Bridging the Gap for Positive Youth Development, Syntex Tanks, Aya Strong, Aya Tough, and Potential Real Estates. Your trusted partner in real estate.
The Electoral Commission says it will declare the final presidential results within 72 hours after polls close on December 7. The Commission says it's ready to conduct credible polls following the implementation of a series of reforms designed to enhance transparency. In the 2020 elections, the EC had caused controversy when they announced they would declare the results in 24 hours. Deputy Chairperson of the Commission, Dr. Bosman Asari, tells my colleague Evans Mensah in a yet-to-be-aired interview on PM Express that this time they'll get it right.
From the Commission, what we are going to do is that we are going to take our time, and anytime we are fully convinced that we've gotten what is enough for us to be able to declare the results, we are going to do that. By convention, we work within 72 hours, and I believe we are going to work within the 72 hours and ensure that Ghanaians know the outcome of the presidential election.
This time, give yourself a bit more latitude.
We are working within the 72 hours, and we'll do our very best to ensure that we follow convention.
To the campaign trail now, NDC presidential candidate John Mahama has promised to industrialize the corridor stretching from Amasaman through Insuom to Suhum to create employment opportunities in the region. He spoke on his first day of a tour in the Eastern region.
We're going to balance out the industrialization to come towards the west from Amasaman all the way to Suhum. So government is going to acquire land from the chiefs. We'll develop the land, we'll send electricity there, we'll send water there, we'll do the roads there, so that any person who wants to set up an industry, we'll give them the land to set it up.
John Mahama also painted a bleak picture of Ghana's economic recovery.
We will still feel the effects of this severe economic crisis and the destruction of our economy even 20 years from now, because the debt that we have accumulated, it will take 20 years to 30 years to finish paying.
Now to the camp of the NPP, presidential candidate Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia has unveiled his ambitious plan to transform Ghana into a major medical tourism destination in West Africa. He spoke at a stakeholder engagement in the Kumeu constituency, outlining his vision for a modern, well-equipped healthcare system.
We are expert in all of these hospitals. I want to equip all the hospitals with all these first-class machinery, MRI, CT scan. Ghana, with our agenda 111, no, you're a medical tourist destination in the sub-region. You're first-class machinery. You're free man on the.
And to it, Dr. Baumia says he'll equip hospitals with state-of-the-art equipment that will make healthcare better and attract people from abroad to Ghana for their health needs. And just before we go, political parties in the Ashanti region have vowed to protect ballot papers after the election materials were received yesterday. Meanwhile, the Northern Bono, Bono East and Oti regions will receive their ballot papers today. And that's how we end the bulletin here on Joy 99.7 FM. I am Amiesi Nyamiche Thompson. Business is next on the Supermorning Show.